We're continuing in our study of the book of Acts in some of the early chapters. Today and tomorrow we'd like to look at Acts chapter 6.
In these first 7 verses, we see deacons. We'll try to explain what that is as we've gone chapter by chapter. And I'm stopping at the middle of this chapter because starting at verse 8, it seems to tie in quite a bit with chapter 7 is the context. We'll just go on into chapter 7. So we're going to leave off after verse 7 in chapter 6. But just by way of review, the book of Acts is a book that covers the history of the early church. The book of Acts is, as you see in chapter 1, of course, when the Lord had already been crucified, he rose from the grave after his burial, and at this point in Acts 1, he ascended back to heaven. And we see from that point on, we see how the disciples had come together and they picked one to replace the one false disciple, which was Judas, the one that betrayed the Lord. And then from that point, we see how the Spirit of God comes in chapter 2. There we looked at how, as God had promised, the promise of the Father, the Spirit of God, would come, and from this point we see in chapter 2, we see the church being born in a day, in a sense. We see the beginning of what we have today as the church age. This is where we are. We see how it started in Acts 2. The Spirit of God now indwells every believer, every one of you that knows Christ, your Lord and Savior. The Spirit of God lives in you. Chapter 3, and chapter 4, and chapter 5, these three that we looked at, get into Bible stories, you might say. Chapter 3 and 4, we see how the opposition came in the early church and how Peter would give these great addresses, and there would be opposition from those that had not turned to Christ, those that were still perhaps following Judaism or what have you. They rejected the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they forbade these ones to speak in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, they said at this point we have to obey God rather than man. And that would bring us up to chapter 5 in our quick review. Chapter 5, we see there, once again, this time it was within the body of Christ there was a problem. The first discipline, we had ones lying against the Holy Ghost, and they even lost their lives over the hypocrisy found. And we studied in that chapter, of course, that even we as believers, we may be saved from the destiny of hell, but we still have the old man in us, and we still disobey and can dishonor the name of the Lord. And we see that happen by the example of Ananias and Sapphira, how they lied, both of them separately, lied on the same note, and they were found to be in hypocrisy, and the Lord spoke in a mighty way and took them off of this scene. So that brings us up to chapter 6, another first in the church age. Chapter 6, we see, although the word is not in this particular passage, the word deacon is found later in the New Testament. It talks about servants of God, those that would serve in various capacities. We'll just read the portion here in Acts chapter 6, verse 1. And in those days, when the number of disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them, and said, It is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Verse 5. And the same pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, the proselyte of Antioch, whom they set before the apostles. And when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them. Verse 7, and the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. So what we have here is, let me give a summary. We first see a need made known, the first four verses. And then we see how it is filled. And then we see, finally, spiritual prosperity follow. A need was recognized. It was then taken care of, so to speak. And then we see the result with spiritual prosperity. So as we see these things, let's examine those three points. The deacon. And we call that word meaning those that minister. That is to serve. So often in Christendom today, the word minister comes up only applied to those that preach the word. That is a way of serving God's people and serving the Lord, but it is not the only way to serve. So the word deacon comes from the meaning of to minister. And in the broad sense of the word, every child of God is a minister in the sense that we all have some ability or abilities. We all have, as it tells us in different places, and maybe we'll note that in a few minutes, we all have spiritual gifts, or we at least have a specific primary gift. May not know exactly what it is, but at this point, if you're early in your Christian life, but if you're busy about the things of God and you grow in the things of God, it'll become more evident. Normally, those around you will see it maybe before you do. So as we see, we want to make sure we're clear. So this is not just something that touches base with certain people. In some senses, it is a broad application that we all are ministers or servants of the Most High God, we that are saved. But there are specific ones appointed to a specific work in this passage. The reason being, let's look at the first few verses. When we turn to the other passages that address this, which we would like to in just a few minutes, we see that deacons, as far as the specific work, is a separate function than the elders or the shepherds or bishops or pastors. Those terms are pretty much interchangeable. You can see how they tie in together when you study them out. But you see there are two different functions. Turn with me to one place to note this. Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1, in the middle of the New Testament. One of the letters that was written in the early church by the Apostle Paul. After Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians chapter 1, I want to look at just the first verse. Just to note how, in one sense, the Lord ties us all in together, but yet he shows different areas of service. Philippians 1 and verse 1, Paul and Timotheus, they're writing the letter, the servant of Jesus Christ. Note who he's writing to in this letter. He says, to all the saints, plural. He first addresses the whole congregation. To all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi, with the bishops. That's the word for overseer, pastors, elders. That's plural also. Notice there's not a one-man situation here, but bishops, plural. And the verse ends with, and deacons, plural once again. And that word deacons, if you looked up in the Greek, in the margin of your Bible, it may point out the word means ministers. That's interesting. Servants of God, ministers. So we have the saints as a whole. We have the spiritual leaders or bishops, elders, pastors, shepherds, what have you, overseers, and then deacons. Now, this is what we'd like to look at primarily this evening. So that's just an example of how Paul even addressed. He didn't write the letter to Dr. So-and-so or Reverend So-and-so or XYZ. He wrote it to the saints as a whole, as a family of God there in Philippi, wasn't it? In different areas of service within that family of God. So turn back, if you will, to Acts chapter 6. In Acts chapter 6, while you're in Acts 6, I'm going to move, you may want to go with me past chapter 6 in the book of Acts. Just to give you a contrast, in Acts chapter 11, you move there just, or probably best to go to chapter 14. In chapter 11, we see that what I think is the first mention of the word elders, which is referring to the spiritual leaders, the ones that would feed the flock, teach the flock, and that type of thing. That is in chapter 11 mentioned, but it's also mentioned again, one of the first mentions in chapter 14. And the reason I'm bringing this up is the book of Acts shows us the development of the early church. It gives us the blueprint and the pattern, and we see this in the early parts of Acts. So in Acts chapter 14, look at verse 23. Here we see it says, of course this is in the midst of the Apostle Paul's missionary journeys, as he's going around establishing the different local churches and seeing the saints built up, the different assemblies of Christians. In 14:23, he says, and when they, as the Spirit of God records here, in verse 23, and when they had ordained, well, that is, appointed or pointed out, acknowledged them elders in every church, and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed. So there's just an example of pointing out the spiritual leaders. All right? That's in contrast, if you go back to Acts 6, you see way before that, they pointed out these ones that would be, as we later would find the word, deacons or ministers. So we see the need of ones that are able to serve God in various capacities. It's interesting that that is described before it even gets to the elders. Isn't that interesting? So we see that regardless of what area of service you have or what area of ability you have or what area of gifts that you have, God puts a premium on all of his children in serving in whatever area is your primary area of service. So as we see that in Acts chapter 6, just reading through those first four verses, the main point was that there was a need with the widows. There was need with the widows as far as needing help, needing, it says they were neglected. That was the concern of those that were bringing up this issue. And the response, the response of the disciples, the ones that was trying to encourage the flock, if you will, they thought, well, could we leave the Word of God and spend so much time doing all of these things and also take care of these things? So they said there should be ones that would have specific responsibility in helping over here because we specifically feel led that we need to teach the Word, we need to be in the Word, to feed the flock, and we need to be in the prayer even more than perhaps they were then. They said this does not need to be neglected, but we need to spend time in the Word. So what we see here is their call for help in a sense, because the work of God is so broad and there's so much opportunity out there, there's plenty to spread around among all of us, isn't there? Thank you for being with us. If you have any questions or concerns, please call us at 224-5525 or write us at P.O. Box 689 in Ramsor, zip code 27316. That is P.O. Box 689. All requests for tapes are free. We'd be thrilled to hear from you on the phone if you have any questions or concerns. Join us next time at 1 o'clock for the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry.